Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. In the last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say again, welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And for those of you who have been faithful listeners now for many months and years, we say welcome to you, and we thank you. And we invite each and every one of you to partner with this ministry, this vital ministry that is getting the word out into the prison and into this region through these radio broadcasts and also international missions and crusades. And so we just invite each and every one of you to be a partner in this ministry. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. First, we ask you to be a prayer intercessor for this ministry. We ask you to get in touch with us so that we can put you on the prayer intercessor list and contact you at strategic times, let you know what is going on with the ministry, let you know what is happening, and also to receive updates from the field when we're in other countries, when we're actually on the mission field. And so if you would do that, just email me at pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know you want to be on the prayer intercessor list, and I'll get you on the list, and we'll get you updates at strategic times when we need prayer and when we ask for prayer. The second way that you can partner with this ministry is through contributions, not only to pay for this radio airtime each and every week. As you can imagine, we have to pay for this radio airtime. And then secondly, we invite you to make a contribution to help with the projects that are ongoing with the ministry. Have a couple of things going in Africa at this time. We're building an orphanage, trusting the Lord for $20,000 to build an orphanage for 30 children in Mumias, Kenya. And I'm just believing that the Lord is going to do that through somebody listening to this broadcast. I'm believing that the Lord is going to do that this year. And so if you feel convicted in your heart and you want to help build an orphanage in Mumias, Kenya, out in West Kenya, I invite you to get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you're interested. I'll get you the details on what needs to be done and what we have planned. We have the land secured 10 miles outside of Mumias, Kenya, on some beautiful farm ground out there. It's very lush, and it's very easy to grow food out there. And so this is going to be a great place for God to provide a home for 30 children who don't have a home. And then secondly, we just invite you to make a contribution to help with the crusades. At this time, I have plans to go back to Africa in late August, September, and we're going to be doing crusades in three places. First one in Nairobi at Daystar University, a Christian university there in Nairobi, and we're expecting 4,000 to 5,000 students on the weekend, the last weekend of the crusade. And then we're going to Uganda, Busia province in eastern Uganda, going to do a three-day crusade there with Pastor David Odong of Busia. And then thirdly, we're going over to the Congo again this year to Goma, the city we were in last year. Goma, a city of 1 million people on the eastern side of the Congo, right in the middle of the war zone, the conflict. And so we're going to be going back there this year to give the body of Christ encouragement and to strengthen them, to speak blessings over them, and to declare release to the captives in that war-torn area of the Congo. So I invite your prayers. We need prayer. We need intercessors. We need people to go to the wall for this ministry. And also I invite your contributions. Come before the Lord with an offering this day. Come before the Lord and make a sacrificial offering so that the Lord will know your heart, so that he will see your heart and your sacrifice, your good works, your good deeds, and also just to make an altar before the Lord and just to worship him with your offering, and let him know that you care about these projects. Let him know that your heart is for the kingdom. Let him know that you care about the Lord's work, and when you care about the things that the Lord cares about, he sees it and he's very pleased, and he will bless you abundantly. He will give back into your bosom, it tells us in Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, pouring over. And as you give, with the measure you give, it shall be given back to you, into your bosom, into your heart, into your being, it shall be given back unto you. And so we just pray that you'll pray about your part in this ministry, and that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will convict you this day, and you will make an offering, make a sacrificial offering. Our mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And our email again, pureprairie@hotmail.com. You can also check us out on the World Wide Web at gathertheoutcast.com. That's gathertheoutcast.com. And we are also linked to the website, to a teaching blog, jimrao.blogspot.com. That's jimrao.blogspot.com, where we have now established about 300 teachings of different subjects: gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, sexual immorality, prophetic dreams and visions, and all of that you can find there on the teaching blog, jimrao.blogspot.com. So check it out, the World Wide Web, gathertheoutcast.com, the teaching blog, jimrao.blogspot.com, and we have a PayPal button on both the website and the teaching blog where you can conveniently and safely make a contribution with your credit card. So check all that out, and we just invite you to participate, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart for all of you who have contributed in the past. May God bless you richly. We're going to have a teaching here in just a minute. We're going to take up a teaching from Luke, the fourth chapter, so you can turn there in your Bible, Luke, the fourth chapter, and we're going to take that up in just a minute right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come together to bless your name, to worship you on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord. We ask you to bless the people out there listening today, and we pray for each and every person, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would just meet them wherever they need to be met, Lord. Those that need physical healing, that they would be healed. Those that need spiritual encouragement and uplifting, that they would be encouraged. Those that need blessings in other ways, that they would be blessed. Those that need to be set free, Lord, set them free this day. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the provision for not only this radio airtime, but also the crusades as we start to line out this year's program over in Africa. And we pray for the provision for the orphanage to come in. Lord, I pray that the eyes of our heart would be opened, that you would give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding this day. And we pray that the eyes of our heart would be opened, that we can see you, that we can see our calling and our destiny. I pray for every man, woman, and child out there in this region that is listening to this broadcast, Lord, that you would just pour out a supernatural blessing upon them this day. We pray for this city, that it would be a city of refuge, that people would come here and see and know and feel the Holy Spirit of God. And we also pray for this country, for our leader, for our president, for the Supreme Court. Give them wisdom as they're taking up decisions that will profoundly affect this nation. And we ask you to bless the Supreme Court, bless our president and his family, the Congress. Give them wisdom. And we thank you again for this opportunity we have just to look into your word, to study your word, to worship you, and to be with you this morning. And we pray all of this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, in Luke 4, if you have your Bible there, open it up to Luke 4, and we're going to start in verse 14, and we're going to look at Jesus' ministry and how it is culminated with his hanging on the cross for you, his shedding of blood on the cross for you. And Jesus died for you, brother and sister. I want you to know this day that there is hope in your life. Some of you listening to me today, you may not have hope in your life, and I want you to know that Jesus came to give you hope. And so we're going to look at what he declared over himself at the beginning of his ministry. And this he spoke right after he had come out of the wilderness when he first started his ministry. This he spoke in verse 14, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim this, the favorable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant. And he sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, he said to those listening to him, "This is it. I'm it. I am the one who is here to fulfill this scripture. You don't need to wait any longer. You don't need to look for anyone else." He says, "I am the one who is fulfilling the scripture." And of course, these words that were prophesied, the same words were given by Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, back in Isaiah 61, 650 years before Jesus walked this earth. Isaiah prophesied these words. And so Jesus said, "I am the fulfillment of those words that Isaiah prophesied." And of course, everyone there in the synagogue knew about Isaiah's prophecy. They knew the book of Isaiah because they studied the Old Testament scrolls, they studied the Old Testament scriptures, and so they knew that Isaiah had spoken about one who was coming, who would do these things, and who would reach out to the poor, who would set the captive free. And you can read it for yourself there in Isaiah 61. But it is a prophecy that Jesus said, "I am the one who has come to fulfill this." Well, skip forward 3.5 years and you come to John 19, and Jesus is hanging on the cross for you. He's hanging on the cross for me. He shed his innocent blood 7 different ways for you and me. And so the work of Jesus is coming to an end. The work of Jesus is at a climax as he hangs on the cross. And in verse 28 of John 19, it says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, 'I am thirsty.' And a jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit." And so Jesus said, "It is finished." The culmination of those things that he declared over himself in Luke 4, the culmination of that was for Jesus Christ to go to the cross and to shed his innocent blood. He did that, brothers and sisters. He did that for you. He did that for me, for every man, woman, and child on the earth, not only at that time, but also for all time, for all mankind, for all eternity. Jesus' precious blood set the captives free, not only for that day and for that hour, but for all of the Old Testament saints who believed in God, for all of those Old Testament saints who were waiting in Sheol, who were held captive in Sheol to be set free by his blood, and also for this day, for those of you listening to my voice, that you can be set free, that you can know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that your sins are forgiven because of the precious blood that dropped to the ground and was sacrificed for you 2,000 years ago. You can be set free. You can know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so I invite each and every one of you just to receive him into your heart this day. I ask each and every one of you, if you don't know for certain where you're going for all eternity, that you would just get on your knees today and say, "Lord, would you reveal yourself to me? Lord, would you show yourself to me? Would you show yourself mighty to save? This very day, this hour." And if you don't know for certain, if you don't have that certainty that you know that you know that you know, John says in 1 John 5:13 that we can know for certain, that we can have this confidence that we know that we have been saved, that we are set aside for all eternity, that Jesus died for our sins and that he set us aside for all eternity. If you don't have that confidence today, if you don't know for certain where you're going to spend eternity, I ask you today, get down on your knees, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to forgive you, and ask him to come into your heart then and open up your heart to receive, and he will be faithful and true to come into your heart and to save you, because that is what he promises to do. And that is his wish for you, that is his wish for me and every man, woman, and child on this earth, to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, we're going to look a little more closely at those things in Luke 4 that were prophesied over Jesus. In Isaiah 61, five things in Luke 4 Jesus spoke over himself. Five things. He's going to preach the gospel to the poor. Number two, he's going to set the captives free. Number three, he's going to give sight to the blind. Number four, he's going to bind up the brokenhearted or the downtrodden. And number five, he's going to declare this, the favorable year of the Lord. Well, first of all, he's going to bring good news to the afflicted. Jesus said in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of heaven." Romans 10:13, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And verse 14, "For how shall they hear when in whom they have not how will they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news." And so as we think about bringing good news to the afflicted, Jesus Christ reached out to the poor. Jesus Christ loved the poor. He loved those who were poor in spirit. He loved those who were poor materially. And so I ask you to consider in your heart, do you care about those who are bankrupt in spirit, those who don't know about the gospel? Do you have a passion in your life to reach out to those who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Do you have a passion in your life to reach out and share with them the good news of the gospel? And if you don't, I question whether you really know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The desire of your heart should be to share the good news that you have. The desire of your heart should be to let others know the good news that has come into your life, that which gives you joy, that which gives